My name is Karen Rundlett, and this is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. Since the recession in 2008, the legal profession, like so many other fields, has almost had to reorganize itself. Once upon a time, a career in the law, particularly at a big firm, almost guaranteed a big paycheck. In the best of times, first-year associates earned six-figure starting salaries at large firms in Miami. The business model was sustainable, so a lot of attorneys got rich. But the modern economy has changed all that. It squeezed some of the largest law firms, locally and nationally. Firms that were practically considered invincible. From Manhattan to Miami, big firms cut costs by firing associates and reducing compensation for partners. And today, when firms do hire attorneys, they hire fewer of them.
Because right now, as you know, it's very difficult to get a job out of law school.
That's Brad Kaufman. Kaufman is a partner and a vice president at Greenberg Traurig, one of Miami's largest firms. Recently, Kaufman was named to a Florida Bar Commission to study where exactly the profession is going. It's called Vision 2016. One of the areas the commission is focused on is the education and training of young lawyers. I asked Kaufman what the market's like right now for recent law school graduates.
Look, it is a very difficult market.
But it's better than it was in 2009.
Clearly, it's improving. But we're coming back in a way that the profession is profoundly different and isn't going back. The law schools themselves are dealing with the changes. Bars, including the Florida Bar, are trying to proactively create a better environment.
A few weeks ago, Greenberg Traurig launched a residency program for young lawyers. The residency program offers one-year positions where attorneys spend time training as well as doing client work. The attorneys are billed out at lower rates and they're paid less. This is a sort of position that can work for a new attorney who might not have graduated from a top name brand type law school.
It exposed us to great talent. It gave them an opportunity to come on board. And these are terrific young lawyers.
Greenberg Traurig also changed the way it trains and evaluates new attorneys. While they're not the only firm that has done that, their associate development program, which is about 3 years old, is very formal.
What we wanted to do was clear up the mystery of what it took to become a shareholder in a particular practice area by making sure it was crystal clear what our expectations were based on what year they are in their practice, junior, mid-level, or senior. Very clear guideposts for the experiences and the expertise they should be developing. And so the ancient argument that I don't know what it takes to become a shareholder in a particular practice area can't be argued any longer.
Would you say that confusion and that mystery was profession-wide about how to make partner?
Yes.
And why was it like that?
In some ways, I think that it was an advantage to keep it somewhat flexible. And so it just grew up. The industry, the profession as a whole, never really thought about, at least I've been practicing law since the mid-80s, I had never seen in any law firm or any literature where somebody had clearly set out what the expectations were.
It's certainly a push to make it all transparent. Here are a few numbers on today's legal market. Nationally, large firms, basically firms with more than 500 lawyers, hired 3,600 new associates last year. That's an improvement, but it's still 30% fewer attorneys than were being hired a few years back. From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Karen Rundlett.
Any questions? Just follow Karen on Twitter at KB Miami.